Avoiding. As the term implies, the avoiding style of conflict management involves actively finding ways to steer clear of a problem situation and or simply not acting on the issue in contention. At first glance, avoidance seems like an immature and ineffective approach to handling disagreements in the workplace, and there are many cases when this is true. For instance, if you choose to pretend that bribery doesn't exist in the workplace, means that a serious problem within the organization gets ignored. Not speaking to your boss simply because you're scared of getting reprimanded for your poor performance is also an example of avoiding that does more harm than good. But there are cases when avoidance is strategic and recommended. When the issue in contention is petty and lacks bearing in the general scheme of things, then perhaps avoidance is the better choice. For instance, if you know that your coworker is snapping at you because you're all very tired and pulling in overtime, then it's better to disengage from the conflict. After all, the rude behavior you're experiencing is just a symptom of the moment's stress. Avoidance is also recommended when the act of engaging an opponent will result in more harm than good. Lastly, avoidance is recommended when the issue in contention is best postponed and/or when parties in conflict need time and space to cool their heads down. When one is prone to using avoidance as a conflict management style, it's important to discern that there are larger personal and systemic issues that must be addressed. Avoidance, for example, is common among people suffering from low self-esteem and lack of assertiveness. It may also be indicative of authoritarian management. Perhaps you tend toward avoidance because you feel stifled and dominated by those in power. If the avoiding conflict is not for strategic purposes, then perhaps avoidance is not the best conflict management style to use.